it's a hard life because it's just nonstop. You know, you work a regular teacher schedule all day long, and then you immediately go into rehearsal schedule, and then every Friday night you go into football game schedule, and then every Saturday you go to a contest. I didn't want to be the band director that was always angry that he was at an event like that. And so I knew before I went in to the career that I would kind of work to find another avenue I wanted to follow, so that when I started to feel that way, I would start looking. I was on the track at Troy High School. The band was up in the bleachers, and my assistant band director, Bonnie Sherman, and I were sitting there counting up how many football games we each had left. Hundreds, you know, of Friday nights. It was already planned for me. And I thought, wow, okay, I'd like to plan my own Friday nights at some point. That was a moment that really, yeah, kind of helped me decide. And I decided I was going to do the coffee shop in 06, 07. And I quit my job. And I started working for a friend of mine, and he and I were going to partner on a coffee shop. And we actually picked out a location in Beaver Creek near Wright State. But we put in a bid for it, and they came back and said no. And it wasn't long after that, though, that the economy was, like, just diving. And so, in a way, I'm really glad that didn't happen, because I don't think that that location at that high of a rent would have survived. And the other thing that I'm really glad about is it wouldn't have been what Ghostlight is. It would have been more of a chain store knockoff. It would have been a drive-through window, and I didn't want a fast food joint coffee shop. So then fast forward, I went back to teaching for 2 years. I drove to Cincinnati, commuted to teach in an inner city school in Cincinnati. It was just awful. I hated it. First of all, the commute was awful, and they were doing construction on 75, and I was back to going Friday night football games. It really affected me pretty bad, because I thought I walked away from a great job to do my dream, which is now never going to happen, and so now I'm at this job that I hate. My landlord knew that I had been dreaming about this. You know, I talked to her about it, and her husband. They bought this house at the corner of Wayne and Clover, and kind of their goal with purchasing that building is to fix it up and get a business in there that would draw people in and prove that Wayne Avenue is a good place to open a business and try to draw more businesses, mm-hmm. of course, and help, you know, improve the neighborhood. And so I kind of drew up a little bit of a plan, and I went to them, talked to them, and they said, all right, well, let's do this. Do you want to do it? And I said, sure, let me quit my job, and I did. We had to go through a zoning change, so it really put things off about a year. I thought it would be in that fall that we'd be open, so I was starting to build some motivation, and I was starting to, like, get Facebook fans, and people were talking about it, and it was going to happen. And at some point, somebody sent some message to me, is this a real business or an internet hoax? And at first it was like, it hurt my feelings. I'm like, I'm trying. I just can't do anything, you know, because the city, you know, the zoning thing has stopped everything from happening. So here I am sitting, not doing anything. You know, it's taking so long, and here I am spending money and not making any money. And I've got a business I'm going to try to start, and that's going to cost a lot of money. So I better have some income coming. So I ended up going back to work just at a credit union here in town. I really didn't think it would happen. I had to give up that thought that dreams don't really come true, because they can come true. One thing I appreciate in Dayton, there's this attitude of just make it happen. You know, there's this little movement right now to start some independent businesses and do what it takes. Downtown, there's all kinds of little businesses that are popping up and new restaurants popping up. And it's just because people have said, nope, that right there needs to be a great restaurant, or that right there needs to be mm-hmm. my business. And so I'm going to make it happen.